pleasure of having a guest in the studio right now, and that's Kelly Peterson. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good to be here.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, likewise.
You are, can we call you a nutritionist?
Yes, I'm actually a coach and a mentor that help people to regain your health by eating well and stay slim. So I'm a coach.
A coach.
Yes.
You've also written a wonderful book. It's available as an e-book. Called the Asian low carb secret. Secret.
Yes.
What's the secret?
Well, the secret is it's actually a medically proven system to help people and help you to eat well, stay slim, and regain your health. Yeah.
How do we do it?
Well, eat well means we can actually eat food that is more nutrition-packed food. Especially, we recommend that we don't eat, as I mentioned, the book is the Asian low carb. So low carb is the key, and which means we avoid eating carbs and sugar so that our body can be at a tip-top condition, because when we don't eat carb and sugar, our blood sugar level will be at a normal level, and it doesn't spike, because carbohydrates does spike our blood sugar.
Sure,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So when the blood sugar is being at a normal level most of the time, the insulin level is also normal most of the time, metabolically, your body would begin to heal itself.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, you are actually working with the hospital.
I am. In fact, it's very, very exciting. We had a meeting, and we are coming up with some program that would provide diabetics, especially, with alternative way of eating, choosing the food that will make their body thrive, that will help them to control blood sugar, and, of course, then it will also help them to control the insulin level and see their health just regain, and it's possible to reverse diabetes.
So you can get off the insulin?
You could eventually reduce, and there's many testimony around the world. In fact, I'm coaching and mentoring people around the world virtually. I live in Jackson, and there is a lot of success, and that's the reason why we want to bring this project into Jackson Hometown.
Sure. Isn't it exciting that you can be in one place and really work all over the world?
Yes, it is very exciting. That's the power of technology and social media these days.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And if we were going to eat one food,
uh-huh,
and that was it, one food.
Oh, yes, good. That's a good question. If this world only had one food, and you want to eat this only one food, and you are going to be healthy and you'll thrive, I would say bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs?
Yes.
Now, I would have never guessed that. There have been such bad things said about eggs.
Uh-huh.
Bad things said about bacon.
Yes.
But they actually are good for you.
They are really good, because bacon and eggs itself, especially the egg itself, has so much micronutrients. They have proteins, they have good fat. And then the bacon itself, you get protein and you get really good fat too. And our body only need good protein and good fat to thrive. In fact, we don't need carbohydrates.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm a great believer of getting rid of sugar in the diet.
Yes.
And the number one, I believe, is the worst killer in this country is soda.
Exactly.
Whether it's sugar-free,
yeah,
or whether it's full sugar.
They're the same.
They're exactly the same. Exactly.
Yes, they do impact the blood sugar. If you were to test your blood sugar right after you drink a soda, even a diet soda, 1 hour after, 2 hours after, 3 hours after, you see how your blood glucose number increase.
Mm. Oh, boy. So that would be my suggestion, everybody, to get rid of soda out of your diet.
Yeah, and there's many other sugar things. And I would say a lot of people would not eat a lot of sugar. Like, if you see the sugar, you know that you won't eat. But a lot of people overeat carbs, which is starches.
Okay, give us some examples of carbohydrates we shouldn't eat.
As an Asian, I don't eat rice, and I don't eat noodle now. I don't eat bread. And
You don't eat brown rice even?
No brown rice. Brown rice and white rice are the same. They are just a little less bad, I would say, but they're not good. And just because brown rice give, you know, a little more fiber, but it still would spike your blood sugar.
Okay. No rice, no bread.
Potatoes, corn. Yeah, anything that made with flour.
Okay.
And anything that is like what we mentioned, rice, potatoes, and yams, and root vegetables usually have higher carb than leafy vegetables. Hmm. Yeah.
So leafy vegetables are really the best, and they say that kale.
Oh, kale's good, and in fact, vegetables, leafy vegetables, they are good. They are actually complex carb. They're considered a carb category, but they does not spike your blood sugar so quickly. They have tons of fiber, so that's the reason.
Wow. You have a wonderful website. I was just looking at it a moment ago called cookinginspiredbylove.com.
Yes.
You can go there and you've got recipes, and you follow some of the same things I do with slow cooking. If you're going to do any kind of meat, it's best to do a slow cooking.
Yes, I have various recipes. In fact, the book that I wrote also has a lot of recipes that is a combination of Western and Eastern flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the recipes in the book is from my mother, from my grandmother. But originally they were high-carb food, and I remade them and made them into low-carb. And it's delicious as the same.
Well, you look certainly very healthy.
Thank you.
This is a great thing to follow. And plus, you've got the book out called Cooking Inspired by Love. Is that available only online, or can you buy it at a bookstore here in town?
The book, The Asian Low Carb Secret, they are on Amazon.com. And in fact, tomorrow is the official launch date.
Oh.
And today is a pre-order day, and is at half the price. And tomorrow, everybody will get the book, and in fact, it's been pre-ordered since the last couple of weeks, and the people are ordering all over the world. I'm very excited.
How many? Do you know how many copies yet? How many have already?
I'm not sure. I didn't really know pre-order how much copy yet, but I believe at least a couple hundreds has been sold.
Oh, great!
And yeah, we want to get this book as to many people as we can, because the book is sharing about the basic idea. How can you start a successful low-carb lifestyle? And it's a lifestyle.
It certainly is.
Yes.
And you have to avoid a lot of things, like going to restaurants a lot if you're going to avoid carbs, or at least ordering the right things.
Oh, there will be guides in the book to say the how-to part. How do you eat out? How do you stock your pantry? What should you buy? And there's a lot of information in there. And also, I pack with stories. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I think I know your husband.
My husband is Dr. Dan Peterson.
Of course I know him. Right. Very nice guy. And he's all behind this, I'm sure.
Yes, he is actually the person that got me started. Yeah, he specialized in preventive medicine. Mm-hmm. So I learned a ton of things from him for the last 6 years. And actually, I call him my savior, because I was overweight, I was having health challenges, and then I see the way he eat, and I was like, really? Okay, you're eating all the good food, I'm not going to miss out, I'm going to eat all this food that you eat. And eventually, my weight I just lose all my extra weight permanently, and I feel younger, I look younger, I feel younger, and also especially my health report, my cholesterol level.
Your blood levels and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was exciting. When I see my result, I was like, really? I was told to go on medication, and stubbornly I rejected it. And fortunately, I rejected it. And all my numbers going the right way. My triglyceride is super low. My HDL is close to 100. Couldn't believe it.
That's amazing.
Couldn't believe it, yeah.
And you have testimonies in the book too. A lot of people that say they've tried doing this and it's working wonders. They're losing weight. They're
yes.
feeling better.
Yes.
They're dropping some medications.
Oh yes. That is a lot of people that I personally know and met that they have reversed their diabetes condition.
Oh, that's true.
And they stop medication. Their hypertension goes away. Their aches and pains goes away. And it is amazing. I'm so into it because I've seen so many people around the world. In fact, hundreds and thousands of people I know online that we are supporting them, and every day there are many people coming on board to ask us, like, what do you do? How do you do it? And I just coach people for free online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a social, yes, it's actually a support group that I set up, and everybody just goes in there and asks the basic question and all that. And eventually, if they want the in-depth, then we'll talk about how personal coaching we can do. But basically, the idea is that if you can learn as much as you can and practice it on yourself, you can ask questions all the time for free online. I have a support group on Facebook, which is called Eat, Live, and Love Low Carb.
Okay. Eat,
Live, and Love,
Low Carb. On Facebook.
On Facebook.
All right. And online, it is the website. Let me go up here to the top. I've been reading through everything. Cookinginspiredbylove.com.
That's my website.
That's the website. And cooking, and also the book is
Asian Low Carb Secret.
Wonderful. Kelly, what a pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the book. It comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
You can pre-order today through Amazon.com. Check it out for yourself. My guest in the studio, Kelly Peterson, talking about cooking inspired by love. Eat, live, and love, and the low-carb lifestyle. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.